No one's coming up. She's a fine poet, quite a range, whether it's criminal women or actresses or nature or past life or what it is to be human. Suzanne.
Thank you, Betsy. Oh, I got gum. Thank you. Well, most of you know about my little 2-year-old granddaughter, Chloe. And she has going to have an operation on the 12th of January. And we've been going through quite a trauma because of this mass in her stomach, and they have to operate finally, and all kinds of stuff. But it made me think a lot about being a mother and being a grandmother and how different they are, because you don't have the control over your child's child quite the same as you do over your child. And my daughter and her husband were married about 5 years ago, and I wrote a poem called The Engagement, and that was 5 years ago, and it's like we're always standing on the border of tomorrow or of the future, always, just one step away. And I had it in this poem, but we didn't know what was ahead of us in the next 5 years or 10 or whatever. So I thought I'd read it because it sort of speaks to the whole idea of we don't know what's going to happen 2 minutes from now. It's called The Engagement, and it's for my son-in-law's grandmother, Christine Kennedy. By the ocean, 4 generations celebrate the couple who stand in their new moon between the earth and the sun. Nothing reflects off them yet, but the fates will creep in, currents, riptides, undertow. We sink and rise with time, a never-ending ocean flow, but they may not know the tides. One must have something to measure them against. We are in our full moon, standing in a bright circle. The earth is our center. It all reflects back. We can see around us our future as if pictured in a TV screen, our past in a telescope or a rearview mirror. We all have our own gravitational pull and know everything is drawn by the gravity of another. Sweet and confident, our grandma laughs at her quadruple bypass. If you can't feel your body and lost your taste, don't play a game with yourself. Call emergency. Temporal rhythms, high water or low, sometimes we must pull our towel away. Time gives no grace, Grandma says, and never turn your back on a wave. Thank you.
Suzanne, that's very touching, and our thoughts are with your granddaughter. Another hand for Suzanne. By the way, Suzanne's going to be featured here on March the 29th.